Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do, say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, oh, it's all right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That it's all right.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of, what is the name of the show? Yeah, it's called The Wake Up Crew. And this is Thursday morning, August 15th, episode 1471. And guess what happens tonight? Clark will reappear, Clark Blair, out of the ashes, and will do primetime sports Thursday. And he'll have, I guess, Rod Edwards, Danny Brewer. You and I might make an appearance. We doubt it, but we might.
Presented by Ideas Tees.
Of course, our friends over at Ideas Tees. And our first coaches show comes in 2 days. 2 days.
Really? 2 days?
At our new time, 9 a.m.
Oh. So first, 9 until 11:15, and then Cougar Corner at 11:15.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning.
All those Cougars will have to wait an hour.
Here into eternity.
Let's don't say that. I mean, the show, but not the time. You never know.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying about the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change it.
Somebody may make you change it. It's also our first high school games in 7 days. That'd be Thursday, would it not?
Yeah, which one do you want? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll come on right after primetime sports Thursday.
Correct.
At about 10 till 7 or something like that. 5 till 7 will go on the air. And you'll instantly hear the golden voice of Brian Barrett in the first high school game of the year.
I need rosters.
I'm having colonoscopy that day.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably be pretty lifeless, but, you know.
Lifeless?
I'll be thinner, that's for sure. And today is Throwback Thursday. So, what are we going to talk? Oh, I guess we'll do a year because we went away from the year.
We can, or I found
there's an or
the top TV jingles from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, so do I? Can I take a break during that part of it?
Well, no. I mean,
well, it's your hour.
Who's going to tell us about the 50s and the 60s? And
I don't
the
70s? Know anything about the 50s.
Well, I'm sure some of these kind of were left over, like Brill cream.
A little dab will do you.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Well, yeah, they stayed on the air through the 60s, I guess, and 70s.
You watched a lot of TV as a kid. I'm sure you
everybody greased their hair back in the 50s and 60s.
I previewed that one just to see what it was like.
Just depend on how greasy you wanted it to look. If you just wanted the light, you just put a little on and just flip it through your hair.
Well, and it was supposed to keep it styled and not look dry.
Yeah, it's not windblown anymore. Mm. And now all we want is dry. We'd rather have it dry.
Crispy.
Well, maybe crispy. Yeah, that's true too. I know one thing. Sports has already started. Volleyball is in top gear.
Yeah.
There have been 3 games this week and 1 more tonight. That's 4 this week. Volleyball.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of volleyball.
How's it going?
Doing pretty well. She's playing well, and team looks pretty good. Not as big as not as tall as last year, but they're still pretty talented. You know, they got one of those Bane girls, the Banes, and she's pretty good. They're really good. They're all 8th graders. Bolden is on the team. There's a lot of, I think Alex. I think they call her.
So this is the middle school.
That's the middle school
volleyball team.
Oh, I've got 5 more years of high school. Hopefully. After that, you know, the 8th grade and then on to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's counting this year.
And then we flow right into basketball, right after football, after that long thing of football. Very long season of football. Got any contenders, you think? I mean, who's your pick?
Oh, boy.
Who's your pick for the year?
I mean,
Oakland's got to be there.
I would think so. After that, there's some wild cards, I think.
Yeah, Riverdale looks like they're going to be pretty good.
Blackman's older.
Yeah, Smyrna.
Right. You know. And then Rockvale,
yeah. Got new turfs. Riverdale and Rockvale got new turf.
And then Stewart's Creek.
Well, football is definitely here, right?
Sure is. Ready to go.
Looking forward to it. 6:17, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford area weather, we've got showers and thunderstorms to end off the weekend. Details-wise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today of a high near 94. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight of a low around 75. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Friday of a high near 93. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue to Friday night of a low around 73. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyle and salon. Come on down.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the New England Patriots have agreed to trade pass rusher Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. This after New England and Judon could not agree on a contract extension. Minnesota Vikings first-round pick quarterback J.J. McCarthy had surgery for a torn meniscus in his right knee. He will miss the entire upcoming season. In baseball, battle of division leaders, the Brewers edged the Dodgers 5-4. L.A.'s lead in the NL West now down to 2.5 games on both San Diego and Arizona. Yankees beat the White Sox 10-2. New York slugger Aaron Judge blasted his 300th career home run. He's the fastest player in Major League history to reach that milestone. Orioles beat the Nationals 4-1. Baltimore is still a half game back in New York for first in the AL East. Astros won their 8th straight, beating the Rays 2-1 in 10 innings. Houston now with a 2.5 game lead on Seattle atop the AL West. Mariners lost to the Tigers 3-2 in 10 innings. Guardians, the AL Central leaders, beat the Cubs 6-1 for a 3-game sweep. Phillies on top in the NL East beat the Marlins 9-5.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21, and here on the Wake Up Crew, and I want to tell you we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, their annual meeting is Saturday, Brian, August 24th.
Yeah, not this weekend, but next.
With a live stream beginning at 2 p.m., you can register in person or by phone at the local office the week of August 19th. Now, you say, Why is that important to anybody? Well, when you register, your name is entered into drawing for various giveaways. Ooh. More information at mte.com/annual meeting. They're always giving. They're always giving.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch the live stream, but if you register, you could win prizes.
I know. I wonder what they're giving away.
Oh, I don't know.
Well.
Keys to the kingdom?
A year's worth of free electricity?
I doubt it.
Well, you can always hope. You can always dream. I failed to mention you were talking about football teams. We failed to mention MTCS, the defending state champions.
Yeah, yeah. Eagleville's all. You can always count on Eagleville to be in there in the hunt.
You're interviewing the coach first, aren't you?
Laverne?
At MTCS, right?
Coach Peterson?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
I think that's, yeah, it's always you.
Why is that?
Because
no one else wants to do that
yeah,
part?
Yeah, that first week. Yeah. So you need to ask him and say, well, what have you done for me lately? You know what I mean? You won the state? Okay, we're expecting big things now. So, you know, can't ever please the public.
Well, you never know. I mean, you have one kid move in, it can change everything. So
that's true. That's absolutely true. Here's one thing that doesn't change, and that's our song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We are celebrating the biggest hits of your year, 1987, or one of your years.
It was a good one. And this is the second biggest hit that year.
Alone by Heart. They were a good group.
Yeah.
Big 80s group. Good neighbor of the day is Rebecca DeMelfi for being a sweet, caring friend. Rebecca DeMelfi will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street. And also News Radio WGNS.
Okay, on this Thursday morning, I want to remind you now that if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day nomination, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that web link and fill out the information. You can get to that same web link at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Throw it in the mail, however you can get it to us. Just get us the name, address, phone number, and a sentence why you're nominating that person. We'll take it from there. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, the same number, 615-893-1450. Ready to take those for this August the 15th on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Facts of life, the facts of life. John Silly String was originally designed to be a spray-on cast for broken bones, but now it's just a toy.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was supposed to harden,
yeah,
like in a cast form, but
they chose to go a different way with it.
Yeah, sure did.
All right, 624 on the crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment, and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58, and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans, and now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. Look up our catering menu on www.demasrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Anthony, Ashley is out of the hospital after surviving a brutal attack. He was running last month in Murfreesboro when a man came out of the bushes and knocked him off his feet. Once Ashley stood up, the unknown assailant stabbed Ashley 5 times before running away. Ashley said the attack was random. Murfreesboro police are checking nearby surveillance footage to try to find the suspect. Ashley said he was wearing headphones when it happened. He recommends that runners wear just one headphone, let someone else know your route, and run in groups. He added the police were able to collect the attacker's DNA, but have not matched it yet to a suspect. Pedestrian safety remains a priority for the Murfreesboro Police Department's Traffic Division. Tennessee Highway Safety Office awarded a department a $35,000 grant to address safety There's an aspect of enforcement, but the main goal is to educate pedestrians about making smart decisions on Murfreesboro city streets. Jaywalking, one of the biggest pedestrian laws that Murfreesboro police see being violated every day. Police report seeing people, including people in wheelchairs, crossing the middle of a busy street, so he urges everybody to use crosswalks as instructed. According to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, 82 pedestrians have died this year on roads in the Volunteer State. In addition, a Smart Growth America study shows Tennessee is the 11th most dangerous state for pedestrians. Brian Blake, the executive director of the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium, says earthquakes have been impacting Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky for millennia. Tennessee is located between two seismic zones. He said if a major earthquake happened in either of those two zones, impacts of Middle Tennessee would likely be minor. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got Good Neighbor events coming, and also weather and a new look at traffic for today. Which, we're never in during the early morning traffic, so we don't really know how it's going.
Well, that's why we have Commander Chuck on the scene.
Yeah. But, you know, it used to be like 6:30 in the morning, it could be hectic. Well, just depends on where you are. But
depends on what time school starts, what do you are taking the kids to, you know.
So remind the people what they need to do, Brian, what we need to do each and every day on the way to school.
Drive as fast as you can to
no,
get there.
No, that is not right.
Oh, you mean like
first
slow
of
down?
All, get up in plenty of time.
Right.
Where you're not rushed.
Yeah. Here's your alarm.
Yeah. Then get in a car or a truck.
Well.
Or a vehicle.
Take a shower, please. Put on some clothes and then, get in your car.
Why can't... Okay, and when you get in your car, you drive to your school destination. Now, what do you need to do there?
As fast as you can.
No. Please.
What do you need to do? You need to slow down in school zones.
Yeah.
But go as fast as you can outside.
No,
the...
Okay. Good grief. This is so sad. We're supposed to be public service, you know?
Yeah. Just drive carefully.
Yeah. And look out for school zones and stop signs and all that. So.
Yeah, don't roll through them like John.
And I don't roll through them. And be very careful. If you're going to go play golf, get up real early where you beat all the traffic signals and stuff.
Yeah. Or drive as fast as you can to
get there. No, don't drive as fast as you can anytime.
See, we're just playing off each other here. You know, don't. We're trying to paint a picture
here.
Good
cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's something. I don't know what it is. I got a story to tell you. This is a really funny story.
A funny story?
There's a chihuahua in Las Vegas that escaped from their house in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Okay? Couldn't find the dog. Felt like it maybe had gotten run over whatever.
That's sad.
But 11 years after the time that Gizmo left, they found him 11 years later.
That's wild.
And somebody took him to a vet. They had a microchip in him. And Gizmo was reunited with his family again after 11 years.
That's a long time to be gone, Gizmo.
Yeah, what is he? Probably 15 or 16 now?
Depending on what, how old he was when he left.
At least it's good for his last few weeks of life. Isn't that something?
That is kind of crazy.
So, and I think they've got a law in Nevada that you have to microchip your animals.
Well, so. Microchipping is really good. That doesn't keep people who want to take dogs with the intent of keeping them. Because,
right.
You know, but they're making the Apple AirTag is something that I use, but they're actually making AirTags that fit on dog collars now that you can't take off. And you can track your dog's exact location.
What if you take it off the collar? Uh-oh. Hadn't thought about that, have you?
Well, it depends on how long you know that they're missing,
yeah.
I guess. But, yeah.
Anything like that you can identify them, you know.
Yeah, this is mainly for, like, those dogs that maybe run away or roam a little bit.
Oh, my dog doesn't roam. My dog goes out and goes to the bathroom and rushes back to get back to inside.
I know all about that one.
Spoiled rotten, that's for sure.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And in 1911, Procter & Gamble unveils its Crisco shortening. In 1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
In 1965, the Beatles played to their largest crowd ever at Shea Stadium, 55,000.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
1969, the Woodstock Festival opens in Bethel, New York, and including Richie Havens, Tim Hardin, Melanie, Arlo Guthrie, and Joan Baez.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
Bonnaroo is kind of a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. In 1995, Macarena single is released.
Hey, Macarena.
And after a wedding, the most popular song of all time.
Yes.
And finally, in 2019, Disney Studios, as the first studio to have five films earn $1 billion each, you know, Avengers, Captain Marvel, Aladdin, and The Lion King, and Toy Story.
It means no worries.
And coming up, Brandon Brooks with more here on Rewind and The Wake Up Crew.
It's a problem-free philosophy.
This is CBS Rewind. August 15th. 1984.
Buckaroo, President's on line one, calling about is everything okay with the alien spacecraft from Planet 10, or should he just go ahead and destroy Russia?
The release of the sci-fi comedy.
Tell him yes on one and no on two.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
Which was yes, destroy Russia, or number two?
This date in 1992.
Girl, you know we belong together.
Boys to Men at the top of the singles chart with End of the Road. And August 15th, 1997.
Freeze, police!
The release of the crime drama, Copland.
Effective Sheriff of Copland.
Starring Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford area weather, we've got showers and thunderstorms to end off the weekend, start off the weekend. Details-wise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today of a high near 94. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight of a low around 75. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Friday of a high near 93. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue to Friday night of a low around 73. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67 degrees.
Good morning. It's trying to load up already coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound here at passing 840, but at least it's moving all the way into Antioch as you head towards Davidson County out of Rutherford. Looks decent at the moment down 65 through Millersville as that traffic builds out of Robertson County down through Sumner County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. Check them all out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pets.
Here's Tom Sweat with Americare Services Incorporated.
Americare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pets.
Americare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great plays to enjoy this weekend. It's Arsenic and Old Lace at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. And over in neighboring Woodbury, at the Art Center of Cannon County, it's Something Rotten. Check them out. Arsenic and Old Lace here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts, and Something Rotten at the Art Center of Cannon County. Don't forget the Borough Beach continues through Labor Day. That's outdoor fun in the pool and water park at SportsCom. Farm fresh produce at the Farmer's Market. Right here in Murfreesboro, that's on Tuesday and Friday mornings from 7 until noon. They're at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, next to Paws and just down from Sam's. There's also a farmer's market around the Murfreesboro Square on Saturday mornings from 8 until noon. That's a service of Main Street Murfreesboro. And at the same time in Smyrna, the farmer's market's at the train depot, 8 until noon on Saturdays in Smyrna. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Tipton with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. with the meeting to follow. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have a full line of laser procedures.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
As well, we offer the doctor brand of skin peels, as well as a full line of cosmetic pharmaceuticals. Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Wake Up Crew, and it's time for our dad joke. We've tried many, many different ways to do the dad joke.
Too many.
We're back into just you say it once in the 6 o'clock hour, then you do it again at around 7:43, 7:44,
yeah. Somewhere in there.
So you get two opportunities to hear the same joke. Now, we've tried to separate it. We've tried to do like two jokes. That didn't work very well.
Well, it was good joke, bad joke.
Yeah, well, or bad joke, bad joke. And then, or we used a buzzer at one time.
Well, that was in the
stupid. But that's not
judging.
Being fair to the people that missed the good joke at 6:39.
Right.
So we're going to just stick with our plan.
Well,
scoring stays the same.
For today.
0-5.
Or this week. It'll at least be the same this week. Now, next week, who knows?
He's so
with
bitter.
Dalton here.
So bitter.
John, why is giving birth called delivery and not takeout?
That's kind of like food for thought, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not really. Is that kind of a joke?
When you deliver a baby, or
okay.
Is it takeout?
Well, you add the two together. Let's go 4.
Mm.
CBS News Brief. A Russian-American ballerina has been sentenced to 12 years in prison in Russia for treason after donating $50 to a pro-Ukrainian charity. Ksenia Karolina, former mother-in-law, told CBS News.
America, as a society, is doing everything and will do even more
to make sure that you are here free and safe.
Gaza ceasefire talks resume in Qatar today without a key player. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Hamas now not attending ceasefire talks could be the trigger for Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon, either or both, to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel that it's threatened for the past 2 weeks.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war. White House says it's cut a deal for cheaper prescription meds. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is the first time the government has been able to directly negotiate drug prices with manufacturers covered by Medicare.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Buffalo County Sheriff's Office in Manchester is once again running into the same problem the Sheriff's Office in Rutherford County has continued to face. Buffalo County officials report that deputies and officers are being impersonated by phone scammers. Their latest scam involves calling unsuspecting residents and claiming that they have outstanding warrant or some other legal issue that can be resolved with a payment over the phone. Scammers are asking for payments via prepaid credit cards and other similar dubious methods. The Sheriff's Department wants you to know that they don't handle legal matters through phone calls or solicit payments in this manner. If you get one of these phone calls, your best course of action is to hang up immediately and contact your local law enforcement agency. Also, jot down the number of the caller to assist in any potential investigations. Join the Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity and Nissan Smyrna for a special panel build event for Rutherford County Habitat's 200th house on Thursday, August 23rd from 8 to 3 at Nissan's Vehicle Assembly Plant in Smyrna. Over 100 volunteers from Nissan and the community will build the walls for Habitat's 200th house in just 5 hours. As the walls are built, they will be erected to create a temporary house right there in the parking lot. Following the event, the walls will be taken to Habitat's Legacy Point subdivision in Murfreesboro for the full house build for future homeowner Chanel, a single mother of three who works in administration for a mental health provider. Chanel and members of her family will work hand-in-hand with Nissan volunteers on that panel build. We'll then be able to tour the house with her and see where her family will live. We'll also sign the walls with words of encouragement and well wishes for Chanel and her family. More news at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. There's not, but we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. It is now 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. Watching golf tournament last weekend, Matt Kuchar. It started to get dark. He was on the 18th hole of the tournament, and they give you, when it gets start to get dark, they give you the option of whether you want to continue playing or wait till the next day.
I see.
Matt decided he's not going to play. So he has one hole left to play. He had one hole left to play, and he wasn't in, like, contention. Seven strokes back, something like that. But he was probably going to earn some money. Jim Nantz was really funny because he said, what's he going to do here, you know, like, by not playing that last hole? CBS isn't going to come back on Monday and watch him play that one hole.
Right. And, was he the last one to play, too?
No, I don't think he was the last one, but everybody else was – going ahead and play.
Oh, I see.
So it was kind of an awkward kind of situation, and Jim Nantz was like, you know, I think Jim was trying to say, hey, play the last hole, you know, you're not like in for the lead. Now, if it was four guys tied for the lead, then, you know, maybe you might want to, but, you know, for TV, darkness is not going to be really the issue. I mean, if you can see the ball at all.
Was it delayed because of rain or something, or?
I don't know.
It just went long.
It may have gone long. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was rain. It was damp and wet and that kind of thing. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I would think that there should be a thing, you know, if you've got enough to get everybody through.
Yeah.
You know, like a majority rules kind of thing, instead of one out of seven saying, well, I'll just play through tomorrow.
Yeah. There was one match where Tiger was in it, and they did that, and they had lights. For the last two holes, they played it in lights. So
maybe that could be a thing too.
Yeah,
I be like a putt.
I don't know why a golf course, and we don't have more. You can see some par threes. It just be so many lights to get that kind of acreage. But some par threes have lights that they, you know, use, and you go play.
Or maybe you just say, okay, if it's a par three, you know,
well, you just
take three.
And if he was close to somebody that was in seventh place with him, or wherever, what place he was in, see, that could be a problem. If you know, you can't just cut it off.
But maybe his thinking was,
if he hit a triple bogey or something.
Right. If he was really close, though, and those others were close to him, he would at least know what he needed to do for the next day to win, I guess.
And then you look at the other side of it, his side of it. Well, they give you that option. Why not use it? Just come out and play the next day.
Right. I think the problem is with the option.
Yeah.
They need to do something
right,
with
it. Right. Exactly. I don't really blame him.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it's something kind of weird.
Here's how we're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or majority rules or something, you know.
Right. Suspend play for everybody right then, right there. That kind of thing. All right. It's time for some birthdays today.
It's birthday time. Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
All right, 1769, Napoleon Bonaparte was born. He was the French military leader and became an emperor of the French, born in France, died in 1821. In 1912, Julia Child, American chef, author, and television personality, born in Pasadena, California. She died in 2004. Very popular show, cookie show. Mm-hmm. In 1925, Mike Connors, American actor who played Mannix.
So what was Mannix?
Private detective.
Oh, I see.
He took, they moved Gunsmoke to like Monday nights and put him in that spot. And they didn't know whether he'd make it or not because that's a pretty hard act to follow.
Right.
And went on, it was on for about 8 years, I guess.
Wow.
Mannix. In 1946, Jimmy Webb, American singer and songwriter, born in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Going down, someone left the cake out.
Here's some of his hits. MacArthur Park, which he's singing right there. Up, Up and Away, Fifth Dimension. Galveston, Glen Campbell. Wichita Lineman, Glen Campbell.
So those were songs that he wrote.
Yeah, that he wrote. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, he wasn't really a singer. He's still alive. He's still with us. He does some mini concerts. So, Melinda Gates, also born on this day in 1964. Ben Affleck in 1972. And Jennifer Lawrence in 1990. So those are some big Hollywood names there at the end. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Today we have Matt Brabender, Gerald Coggin, Deborah Potts, and Pat Hutton with birthdays from WGNS.
Yeah, and still more room for you to add birthdays or anniversaries on this 15th day of August. That number for you to call or text is 615-893-1450. The prize, if you win, well, number one, you get your name announced on the radio, which is kind of cool. And we do that at 8 o'clock. And then we have the birthday giveaway. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding on the line here, so get on the horn with us. Well, let's see. It's National Best Friends Day.
National Best Friends Day?
Yeah. It's also National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. I'm not sure about the meringue part.
Oh, no. It's good.
Mm. And speaking of animals, it's National Check the Chip Day, the microchip. We were talking about that earlier.
Is that not funny?
It is. Yeah.
So it's funny how we coordinate this show so well.
I mean, it just goes together.
Checking your Rutherford area weather. We've got showers and thunderstorms to end off the weekend. Details-wise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today of a high near 94. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight of a low around 75. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Friday of a high near 93. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue to Friday night of a low around 73. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now it's 67 degrees.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. The police just rolled up on the scene of a non-injury crash over here in the 2100 block of Murfreesboro Pike, putting the final touches on that wreck in Hermitage that had some injuries, tying up the 200 block at Driftwood Street as that traffic volume builds down through the Mount Juliet area right now on I-40 going westbound. All that traffic leaving Wilson County headed toward Davidson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them out today. It's easy. Order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's probably a brick mailbox made by LaGreen's Masonry near you. Look at the brick mailboxes on their website, LaGreen'sMasonry.com. Family-owned and operated, LaGreen's Masonry is A-plus rated by the BBB.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
This is Doris Ann with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. The meeting will be immediately following. For more information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website at rcfarmbureau.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, and again, where does the time go, Brian?
Very fast.
It's just so fast. Rebecca DeMelfi is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a sweet, caring friend, and she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. We do it every weekday morning. It's 5 a week, 20 a month or so, and it's all driven by you, our listeners out there, so help us out. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to get in a Good Neighbor of the Day, or go to our website, WGNSRadio.com/goodneighbor to get those in. We send them flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts as the winner each day. Also, you got about a half an hour to get those birthdays and anniversaries into us. The number is 615-893-1450. We'll announce in about an hour all of the names we've collected this morning and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig. Up next, the CBS World News Roundup.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And coming up, it's more of the Wake Up Crew. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Recovering from Ernesto.
People are out assessing the damage to their neighborhoods.
Negotiating drug prices.
The medications we're talking about are some of the most commonly used.
The truth about deep fakes.
You can't blindly trust what you see or hear anymore.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Hurricane Ernesto is cutting a path to Bermuda after flooding parts of Puerto Rico and leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there.
In the coastal city of Fajardo, flooding overtook some neighborhoods, with debris, fallen trees, and downed power lines littering the streets. Even after crews began restoring electricity, energy provider Luma said roughly 560,000 people, more than a third of customers, were without power across Puerto Rico by the end of the day. In Culebra, Carlos Francisco and his family were cleaning up after Ernesto blew the roof off their home.
Eso era como un león.
It was like a roaring lion, his wife Cynthia Nazario said. I had never gone through anything like that before.
The White House says it's reached agreement with drug makers on prices for the first 10 drugs selected as part of the Medicare negotiation program. It includes drugs to treat cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, and some familiar names like Eliquis and Xarelto. CBS News contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The Medicare negotiated drug prices for the first 10 medications won't take effect until January 1st of 2026, but we should also anticipate there will be additional drugs for which Medicare will be negotiating drug prices.
Columbia University's president has resigned. CBS's Tom Hansen reports she's the third Ivy League president to step down amid criticism over Gaza protests and accusations of anti-Semitism.
Nearly 4 months after fierce protests over the Israel-Hamas war gripped Columbia University and backlash by students, faculty, and lawmakers alike over her testimony on Capitol Hill.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus.
The school's president, Manoush Shafiq, stepped down Wednesday, just 1 year into the role. In her resignation letter, Shafiq cited the turbulent period, saying it had been, quote, a period of turmoil where it has been difficult to overcome divergent views across our community.
Mediators from the U.S., Egypt, and Israel are in Qatar for Gaza talks that do not include Hamas representatives. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Despite Hamas not attending, today's ceasefire talks still offer at least some hope for a pause in the war and the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. And for the region, staving off a retaliation from Iran and Hezbollah. That's after the assassinations, of course, of two top leaders just a couple weeks ago. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Jack Liu here said time is running out.
We don't know how many more chances we have to bring this negotiation back together.
A new report from Google says state-backed hackers from Iran are leading the charge to target American presidential campaigns. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Google researchers have unearthed a sweeping, months-long phishing attack targeting the Democratic and Republican presidential campaigns. The tech giant revealed yesterday that Iranian state-backed attackers known as APT-42 began using malicious links to attempt to breach the personal email accounts of roughly a dozen people back in May, including members of the Biden-Harris administration.
Correspondent Cammie McCormick tells us this morning about action in a Russian court for a U.S.-Russian citizen who made a donation to a pro-Ukraine charity.
Ksenia Karolina was found guilty of treason and sentenced today to 12 years in a Russian prison. The court said her contribution helped purchase medical items and equipment for the Ukrainian military. Her donation amounted to about $51, and the charity denies providing military support to Ukraine.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
Concerns are real about deep fake videos as Election Day closes in. CBS's Ed O'Keefe went to Arizona, a state that's training election officials to be aware.
The video was created as part of
Arizona's top election official recently issued this urgent warning.
You can't blindly trust what you see or hear anymore.
And to make the point, while this is Arizona's actual Secretary of State, Adrian Fuentes, he never said that. Or
now, how about French?
Funt has created what's called a deepfake using artificial intelligence.
The generative technology took about 34 seconds worth of video of me reading off of a screen, and then it took about 4 minutes after that to generate this.
Someone could upload news footage of Donald Trump or the president, and within 5 minutes spit out something that they didn't say.
Oh, they have.
I, Kamala Harris.
Like this deepfake, viewed more than 130 million times after Elon Musk, a top donor to Donald Trump, reposted it on his social media platform, X.
I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire.
Fontes fears deepfakes could make a real difference in hotly contested battleground states like Arizona.
A teenager on a field trip to see a Detroit court ended up in jail clothes and handcuffs because a judge said he didn't like her attitude. She'd fallen asleep.
You fall asleep in my courtroom one more time, I'm putting you in the back, understood? I'm going to go to sleep tonight while you're sitting in the juvenile detention facility.
Judge Kenneth King says he wanted things to look and feel very real to her. The group that organized the trip says the girl was traumatized. Well, Jenna Rollins was a strong on-screen presence.
Your wife is going to have a baby girl.
I don't know.
I have special powers, you idiot!
Her son says she's died at 94. Earlier this year, it was revealed she had Alzheimer's. Rollins, who often worked with her husband, the director John Cassavetes, starred in dozens of films, including The Notebook, Gloria, and Woman Under the Influence. Famous Amos has died at 88. Wally Amos started his cookie empire in the 1970s. He eventually lost control of the company and once said, "Being famous is highly overrated." Well, there was a big moment last night in baseball.
History number 300 for Aaron Judge.
The Yankee star hitting his 300th home run in his 955th regular season game in a New York win over the White Sox. That shatters the mark set by Ralph Kiner. He did it in 1,087 games. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
7:09, good morning everybody from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm sitting here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack. Jack, we know what you like, chicken fingers and curly fries. But Nick, what's your favorite thing at Toots?
Hot wings.
Well, that's coming from the Wing King.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford area weather, we've got showers and thunderstorms to end off the weekend. Details-wise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today of a high near 94. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight of a low around 75. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Friday of a high near 93. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue to Friday night of a low around 73. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. There is a couple of accidents out here. Starting to slow down now with that traffic volume on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane as we check it out live. It's also cranking up pretty good. 24 westbound at 840. All that traffic leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 West headed towards Nashville, coming through Antioch. 65 also on the increase southbound there at inside Millersville, working your way through Sumner County. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, independent roofing specialist, these guys are the best. Check them out, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Man, flying, it sounded like space. John Young was right there.
Yeah.
Well, he is here. He was in, no, I mean, like he was in the spaceship.
Oh, in space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird about in the International Space Station? How are we going to get him down?
It's weird. Oh, that is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I mean, they certainly didn't plan on that. And, you know.
Well, they had a plan, and it just hasn't worked out yet, so we'll see. One of those guys has local ties, too, by the way.
Do they have food?
I think they've got enough provisions.
Okay. 6 months, though, that's half a year of your life gone.
Yeah, that you weren't planning on?
No.
You know, they're going to decommission that International Space Station soon. I think this may be the last mission, actually. I'm not 100% sure on that. And they're just going to let the thing drift, and it's finally, when it reenters the atmosphere, it's going to land in the ocean somewhere.
Well,
that'll be it.
How long were they supposed to be in up there?
I'm not sure.
Unfortunately, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it until now that they're up there. And you know what's funny about the news, Brian? They don't, when they say it, it's like, oh, well, they're going to be up there 6 more months.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like a magazine story, you know,
I know.
You see on Entertainment Tonight. I said, these people are stuck in space. Shouldn't there be some urgency?
Or maybe they're lost in space.
Oh, maybe shouldn't there be some urgency to that, though?
I would think. Mm. One would think, anyway. But anyhow.
Did they know each other very well?
I bet they do now. Oh, man. Crazy stuff. Wake Up Crew, Thursday morning. Tonight, it's Ideas Tease Primetime Sports. Woo-hoo. At 6 o'clock. As we this is the first salvo into the new prep sports year. Saturday morning at 9 starts the 31st, is that right? I think, yeah. 31st season of the Apprentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner.
You did hear the tragic news that I am not participating in Pigskin Picks this year.
Oh.
Why is that? I told you that.
Have you announced that to everyone?
I felt the dynasty between you and Clark was just getting too boring. And you can tell me, you can say what you want to, but I know both of y'all like do research and stuff like that.
Should I retire on top? Should I go out with you?
Well, if you do, then they might get rid of Pigskin Picks. So I don't know if you should or not.
Oh, they just want to beat me? Is that it?
Well, the way we do it has changed.
It's hard to three-peat, which I did already. Four-peat then.
Yeah, but there was about a 5-year period you didn't do anything. Remember?
Well,
I even won it 1 year. Clark won it twice. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have some that are on the show.
So it wasn't like you just dominated the whole entire time. It's just recently, the last 3 years.
Well, I've only won it like 8 times. My
point is, I just don't want to sit there and have to research like you two do. And
I recreated
myself.
Kill
all my time.
So what?
Do you have the last trophy?
I do. I've had the last three.
I don't mind that you win. I just don't like the way it has to be done now. So,
okay, whatever, man.
You never know what everybody else is picking. There's no strategy to it. It's just all pure luck. Ooh, is that what I just said about your win? Luck.
It's not luck.
Okay.
Just because you can't pick against someone else's picks or whatever.
Well, once you get in front, if you get up a lead of about two or three games, you're probably going to win it, you know, the way I see it.
I don't know. There was a year Clark was up that much, and then he tanked.
Whoa. Well, you don't have to worry about Danny Brewer.
Or Rod.
Rod tries, though. Rod has all the information out there in front of him. Yeah. But you know what happens? He lets his gut do too much talking sometimes.
Mm.
You know, he rode the Siegel bandwagon for about 2 years. Cost him.
Yeah, a little
you
bit.
You can do that. I mean, you can do that. You know, if you have any ties to anybody in football or whatever.
Tennessee Vols.
Yeah. Well, the Titans used to kill me.
Oh, I hate picking the Titans.
So, well, good luck this year. But I'm retiring.
I haven't announced whether I'm going to participate or not. Oh. Maybe there's a retirement in my future. You know, just go out on top.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to talk to the commissioner about that.
Have you talked to the commissioner?
No.
Okay.
I'm going rogue.
You pulling out may just end the whole thing itself as well. See?
No, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not you. Competitive nature is just too strong.
Well, I'm saying if you don't do it, that maybe they'll
Everybody likes to beat me? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I'm the little, you know, pounding boy, you know, hey, John's going to lose again.
Well, you come in third.
I'm always up there. I'm just never the winner, except for that 1 year and then I tied with Donnie Johnson once.
Yeah.
Many years ago. So I've won twice. But I don't want to do the research anymore. It's just too hard. There's just too many teams. And then you got the Titans that mess you up.
Yeah, it would be a lot better if we didn't have to pick the Titans.
No,
who knows?
Then,
they're a wild card.
You pick against Vanderbilt, and the only time you pick against them, they win the game. You know, Tennessee used to kill Clark.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know. You won pretty easily, didn't you, last year, or was it close?
Oh, every year's been pretty easy here lately.
No. Now, 1 year went down to the last 3 weeks.
I mean, they've all been pretty close. It's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
But you have the trophy in your office right now.
I have four of them, yeah. One's the perpetual trophy, and then one is, you know, like a...
Well, we don't count about those other ones. You've got the one that rotates, right?
We
have a rotating
prize.
But
the winner also gets one that they get to keep.
Since when? I didn't get to keep one. I didn't get one.
The past 3 years.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's when we got
And one of the reasons why I'm not in it anymore.
You just want one? I'll give you one.
No.
I've got three.
No, I've got several awards. I don't really need your input or help in anything.
Okay.
Got my own awards.
Well, that's tonight, by the way. Coach's show Saturday morning. We get kicked off. By the way, let's do our song of the day real quick. This is the second biggest hit of the year, 1987. That's Alone by Heart, our song of the day today. Stay with us. Sports is next, and then our friends from the Villages of Murfreesboro join.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the New England Patriots have agreed to trade pass rusher Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. This after New England and Judon could not agree on a contract extension. Minnesota Vikings first-round pick quarterback J.J. McCarthy had surgery for a torn meniscus in his right knee. He will miss the entire upcoming season. In baseball, battle of division leaders, the Brewers edged the Dodgers 5-4. L.A.'s leading the NL West now down to 2.5 games on both San Diego and Arizona. Yankees beat the White Sox 10-2. New York slugger Aaron Judge blasted his 300th career home run. He's the fastest player in Major League history to reach that milestone. Orioles beat the Nationals 4-1. Baltimore is still a half game back in New York for first in the AL East. Astros won their 8th straight, beating the Rays 2-1 in 10 innings. Houston now with a 2.5 game lead on Seattle atop the AL West. Mariners lost to the Tigers 3-2 in 10 innings. Guardians, the AL Central leaders, beat the Cubs 6-1 for a 3-game sweep. Phillies on top in the NL East beat the Marlins 9-5.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew continuing here at 722. It's time for us to head out to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And joining us today, Melissa Moulet. She is the Life Enrichment Director in Memory Care at the Villages. And Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to kind of continue. We've had a theme of late about talking about Alzheimer's and dementia, and you brought up a very interesting subject, I think, that will help a lot of people. How, for the loved one who is going through this, how do we, as individuals, as family members, and even as caregivers, like at the Villages of Murfreesboro, help those who are going through that, you know, maintain their dignity through this process? It can be tough.
Absolutely. And like we discussed before, it's knowing your family member and then us getting to know our residents. And the family members are the number one tool to understanding what their loved one likes and doesn't like, you know, what their hobbies were, what their activities were. It's just getting them to stay as independent as possible, either at home or in a facility.
And that independence is one of those things that it doesn't really matter who you are or what type of, you know, how far you are in your diagnosis. That's one thing that you just try to hold on to forever, it seems, you know, that independence.
Yes, we take it for granted. But when you're somebody that especially ends up in a facility, you know, your independence is kind of ripped from the minute you walk in the door. And the way we can try to make them feel like the independence is still there is simple things as just choosing what meal they would like. How do you like your eggs cooked? You know, we have like three different options sometimes at lunch, and just the ones that we know can make that decision, we absolutely let them make that choice. It could be as simple as that.
Yeah. And that makes such a big impact, because I think, you know, if you ask most, losing your independence is one of those things that really is bothersome. And I guess it can actually be a point of contention and cause conflicts if it's not handled right.
Oh, absolutely. Like, just think about your parent, your aging parent that doesn't have dementia, but it's come to the time where you have to maybe take their keys. I went through that with my father. It just gets to a point where you have to say, this is a safety issue. It's not because we don't want you to drive. We just don't want you to hurt anybody or yourself. So the same thing with a dementia person. A lot of it is safety. When they come to live with us, we have to make sure that our environment is free of lots of furniture and clutter and area rugs. And believe it or not, just having those little things in place will give them independence because they're free to move about where they're living without any hindrance.
Melissa Moulet is joining us today, Life Enrichment Director at Memory Care at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You know, there are so many differences. It sounds like this is very independent, depending on the person and depending on whether they're home at home or whether they're in a facility. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into kind of tailoring this the best way for the person who's going through this.
Yeah, a person that's still at home, you know, they're usually one-on-one with either a caregiver that comes into the home or they're still living with a family member. But when you're coming into a facility, that person is now with, could be anywhere from 18 to 25 people. And it is very key that we talk to the family members and get to know their loved one. That is going to be the most important thing. And as far as my job goes, I have to ask those questions because I got to be able to know what their skill levels are, because I can structure plans for them according to what their levels are, like as far as crossword puzzles go. Instead of looking for the whole word, I say, let's start with the letter A and like circle all the A's. So that way they're feeling they've accomplished something. And that's at the end of the day, what we want to do is make sure that they still can feel, you know, proud of themselves and have a purpose.
But if you know that one person just does not like to do crossword puzzles, but likes to play, you know, checkers or whatever that might be, then that's important information. So you can bring things that they also enjoy doing to kind of inspire them to think and get all that, energy going too.
Right. Yeah. We have a lot of different things that we could have two or three different things going on at one time. We have a lady that loves to color, and any free moment that we're not doing something specific, she's coloring, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a stress reliever. It's eye hand coordination. And she loves it, so we provide it for her, and her family does too, and she's constantly coloring whenever there's a free moment or downtime, which is very good.
Very good information here, Melissa. It's been enlightening. I appreciate you sharing that with us this morning, and if folks want to find out more about memory care at the Villages of Murfreesboro, I'd encourage you to go to thevillagesmurfreesboro.com, or check out their Facebook page, The Villages Murfreesboro, and there's also one for memory care. Melissa Moulet joining us today from the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Thank you for having me.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Take the leap of faith.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
We didn't know if we wanted to move. We've been at our home for 57 years, and it was hard, we thought, to move. We should have been here years earlier.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Just come and visit it. You won't believe what you see in this place.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
It's just wonderful.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
LaGreen's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreen's Masonry has over 19 years' experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, lagreensmasonry.com.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew continues our time here, 7:30 on this Thursday, August the 15th.
And this birthday list is really low, which hadn't been the case lately, so we're going to have to pick it up, okay?
Right. We've had a few calls or texts this morning, so that's good.
Matt Brabender, Gerald Coggin has a birthday, Deborah Potts, and Pat Hutton, happy birthday from WGNS.
Yeah, those are the names we came into the morning with and had text, calls. We'll add those to the list and announce it at 8 o'clock.
Call in.
Yeah, call or text. If you haven't done so yet, do that now, because this is kind of our deadline. We'll announce everything coming up here in a few. A check of local news, traffic, and weather now.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford area weather. We've got showers and thunderstorms to end off the weekend, start off the weekend. Details-wise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today of a high near 94. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight of a low around 75. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Friday of a high near 93. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue to Friday night of a low around 73. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good now with more volume on 24 going westbound right out of Murfreesboro. Rutherford County headed up through the Antioch area here passing OHB. It's crowded now here by the airport with that volume on 40 going westbound there at Donaldson Pike. Got all that traffic being pushed in right now from Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Been quiet so far as problems out there in Dixon County. Let's keep it that way down I-40. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, make an independent roofing specialist. They're online, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Anthony Ashley is out of the hospital after surviving a brutal attack. He was running last month in Murfreesboro when a man came out of the bushes and knocked him off his feet. Once Ashley stood up, the unknown assailant stabbed Ashley 5 times before running away. Ashley said the attack was random. Murfreesboro police are checking nearby surveillance footage to try to find the suspect. Ashley said he was wearing headphones when it happened. He recommends that runners wear just one headphone, let someone else know your route, and run in groups. He added the police were able to collect the attacker's DNA, but have not matched it yet to a suspect. Pedestrian safety remains a priority for the Murfreesboro Police Department's Traffic Division. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office awarded the department a $35,000 grant to address safety. There's an aspect of enforcement, but the main goal is to educate pedestrians about making smart decisions on Murfreesboro's city streets. Jaywalking, one of the biggest pedestrian laws that Murfreesboro police see being violated every day. Police report seeing people, including people in wheelchairs, crossing the middle of a busy street, so he urges everybody to use crosswalks as instructed. According to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, 82 pedestrians have died this year on roads in the Volunteer State. In addition, a Smart Growth America study shows Tennessee is the 11th most dangerous state for pedestrians. Brian Blake, the executive director of the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium, says earthquakes have been impacting Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky for millennia. Tennessee is located between two seismic zones. He said if a major earthquake happened in either of those two zones, impacts of Middle Tennessee would likely be minor. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Jessica Merriman with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at the Lane Agri Park Center, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. with the meeting to follow. For more information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org. See you there.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35. It's a Thursday morning, so it means it's Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
So on this Throwback Thursday, we are going to play some of the jingles or commercials from different eras. We're going to go to the 1950s, some of the top TV jingles from the 50s. And let's start off with Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun.
Here's a tip you'll appreciate. It pays to have a smile that's bright to help you look and feel just right.
Double your pleasure, double your fun with double good, double good, double mint gum.
So double mint gum, that classic
was,
jingle.
That was classic.
So what they would do in those commercials in the early days especially is they would start off with one person and then their twin would come on to do the double mint as double, you know. So that catchy tune stayed for many, many years.
Yeah, I always had twins, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for double mint. What about a little dab will do ya?
Oops. Now there's a happy accident. An accident that could lead to opportunity. But then he had to take off his hat. And uh-oh, poor guy. Dry, lifeless hair can take the fun out of your life, but you can put it back with Brill Cream. With Brill Cream, a little dab'll do you. Watch Brill Cream put life, life, life in dry hair and fun back into your life. Brill Cream gives your hair that look the ladies love.
Excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy.
That was obviously very big in the 50s and 60s,
well,
too,
you know,
I guess.
People used to wear hats. Men used to wear hats all the time. And they'd get their hair messed up so they could just take a little dab of Brill Cream and flip their hand through it and be right back to where it was.
And so did you carry the Brill Cream
with
you?
I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, is that how they did it? Or did that mean when you put the hat on, you took the hat off, it was fine? The hair?
Both.
Okay. I gotcha.
I think sometimes people had it in their car, really.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Take it with them, yeah.
Campbell Soup was obviously very big in the day. So here's their classic 50s ad.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Have you had your soup today? Campbell tastes good, good. Have Campbell's every day. You get vitamins that way, proteins and minerals too. For breakfast or for lunch, for dinner or for brunch, once a day, every day have soup. Campbell, have you had your soup today?
Now, one thing I kind of disagree with is breakfast, really?
Yeah.
Do they have breakfast soups?
No,
I mean,
no.
Okay.
No.
But have you had your soup today? That was a jingle that
and
they
back
used
then
in the
it was
50s.
Like chicken noodle and tomato. That was it. You didn't have all these varieties.
Yeah.
You
now know, there's
cream of chicken,
hundreds.
Bean with bacon, and all that.
Yeah. So you've mentioned this many times before on the show. I think it's even part of Today in History or celebrity birthdays or something. But, see the USA in your Chevrolet.
Hi there. What a wonderful time for you to drop by. You know, they're just setting up to shoot a scene of our new star, and I'd love to introduce you before they begin. Honestly, we're all just bursting with excitement about this brilliant new performer. We think this one will not only win every award hands down, but it's just going to win the hearts of people all over the country.
So now this was part of the Dinah Shore show?
Uh-huh. That's her talking.
Okay. And so they did, there was a jingle with that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. See if I can find that part of it.
USA in your Chevrolet.
America's asking you to call.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
So apparently that lasted for several eras.
At least a decade.
Yeah. See your Chevrolet in the USA. Or see the USA in your Chevrolet. Yeah. And
America is asking you to call.
Finally,
drainage trouble in your home, get rolling.
From the 30s to the 40s to the 50s.
Ruger is quick first aid for clogged sewers and stopped up drains. The wonderful Roto Ruger machine twists and turns and shaves lines.
Roto Ruger's been at it for a long, long time.
That's for sure.
Some of the biggest jingles of the 50s.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew at 7:42 here for a Thursday morning. It's episode 1471, by the way. Don't think I mentioned that this morning. And do be sure to stay tuned later this evening after All Sports Talk at 5 at 6 o'clock. It's the first IDST's Primetime Sports Thursday program. Got that coming up for you this evening. Saying good morning to Rebecca DeMelfi, our good neighbor of the day today, for being a sweet, caring friend. Rebecca DeMelfi receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That is today's good neighbor. You can send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just as easy, I would say, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can do it all right there from your phone. Throw it in the mail. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why you're nominating. That's what we need from you to make sure that we have all the proper information for our good neighbor of the day. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They've got some energy saving tips during the hot summer months. Minimize use of stoves and ovens, which will raise your kitchen temperatures. Opt for grilling. Maybe use the slow cooker or microwave. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Why is giving birth called delivery and not takeout?
Replay.
I gave that a 4. Now, Dalton's going to, I hope he never hears it.
You don't think he would like that one?
2. He would have given it a 2.
Wow.
Yeah, just because it's different.
Can't we be different?
Well, we can, but not with him.
Oh.
Except he can.
You mean I'm the flexible one around here?
Hard to believe, isn't
What's
it?
What's that say?
Yeah, really.
What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Yes, yes.
Well, if you were way up early in the morning, we talked about Gizmo, who had a microchip gone for 11 years and was discovered back and sent back to his home, his owner.
Little Chihuahua dog, right?
Little Chihuahua. After 11 years.
And that coincided with one of today's holidays, which is National Check the Chip Day.
Yep, yep.
So you check the microchip, make sure that it works. You can have the vet do that when you take him to the vet. Just say, you know, does it work? Little Skeeter won't get his for another couple of months. So I have to keep a close eye on him.
Oh, where he won't run off?
Yeah.
How fast can his little feet carry him?
He's pretty quick. He's not ladybug fast, but he's faster than Rosie. But he's not ladybug fast yet.
Well,
almost.
Ladybug has giraffe legs.
Yes.
So, I mean, she can fly.
But he's decently fast. He's young.
You know, so when they're little, you have to keep the yard mowed or they get lost in the grass.
Oh, he for sure.
Yeah.
By the time I get to the end of it, because my grass grows in the backyard really high in one place.
How big do you think he'll be?
I don't know. Probably 6-7 pounds, maybe.
At the most?
Yeah. I think his mom and daddy were about that.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit more.
Chipper came in at the vet the other day at 13 pounds.
All right.
Of course, they call everybody in my family calls him fat, fat boy.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it's not nice. They need to be reprimanded.
Ladybug weighs about that.
Yeah.
Rosie's 16 pounds. They said she needs to go on a diet.
Well, you only feed them once a day.
What does that matter?
Well, I mean, don't you give her green beans and stuff to eat?
Not Rosie. No, I don't do that
for
Rosie.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
She gets her half a cup. She's fine.
Half a cup?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to cut down on Chippers. I give a cup and a half.
Oh, wow. Boy, he gets to graze all day.
Yeah. No, yeah, he does.
If you want to listen back to The Wake Up Crew, the podcast will be up shortly.
Next on The Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Friends often share more genetic similarities. They have more DNA in common with people we pick as friends than we do with strangers.